The Slonim Rebbe in his Ma'amarim on Purim brings down an unbelievable yesod having to do with the Zman that we're in now, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Hopefully you'll find out more about it over the Shabbos that's coming, Emirat Hashem. We know that Purim and Yom HaKippurim are very similar in name. And the word Yom HaKippurim means the day that is like Purim. So the Tikkuni Zayar says that what this means is that Yom Kippur is like Purim, Yom HaKippurim. And if it's like Purim, that means that Purim is on an even higher level than Yom Kippur itself. Perhaps the pshat in that is that on Yom Kippur we do tshuva meira, but there's a higher level, and that's tshuva me'ahava, which is what Klal Yisrael did at the time of Purim. But the Slonim Rebbe says that just like before Yom Kippur we have something called the Aser Simei Teshuvah, so too, there has to be Aser Simei Simcha before Purim. So when did these Aser Simei Simcha begin? So says the Slonim Rebbe, that's the pshat, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, when Adar enters in on Aleph Adar, that's the beginning of the Aser Simei Simcha. But there's an obvious question that he asks on this pshat, and that is that we know that Purim starts on the 14th. So 10 days before the 14th should be the 4th. How could you say Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha is the beginning of the Aser Simei Simcha? And he answers with the Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah that one can already start reading the Megillah. This is not how we paskin, but under certain circumstances, one can start reading the Megillah already from Yud Aleph, from the 11th day of Adar. What does that mean that a person could start reading the Megillah on the 11th day of Adar? Says the Slonim Rebbe, it means that the Kedusha of the Yantuf of Purim already stretches backwards from the 14th, a few days back, until the 11th day of Adar, which means that the Kedusha that comes down to the world on every Yantif that's unique to that Yantif, they're already in Shemayim reading the Megillah, and the Yeshuas that were given to us on Purim are already available to us from Yud Aleph. And 10 days before that is actually Aleph Adar, which is Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. So we should be zochet to understand this concept that Yamim Tovim are times when there's a special Kedusha that's available to us, and we have a mitzvah to be mesamech extra during the month of Adar. The word Adar, the Sfas Emes says, is the letters Aleph Dar. Aleph is a prince, is a master. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Aleph, he's the beginning, he's the Rishis, and he's Dar, he's dwelling in a very strong way in the month of Adar. We should all be zochet to understand this and appreciate it, and we should all have tremendous simcha during this month.